USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. An apology and a promise from Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan regarding the cancellation nightmare that's plagued Southwest far more than any other airline since last week's massive winter storm.
Clearly, we need to double down on our already existing plans to upgrade systems for these extreme circumstances so that we never again face what's happening right now.
FlightAware says so far today, Southwest's canceled more than 2,300 flights, more than half its schedule. The East Coast and the Heartland are pretty much back to winter normal, but the West Coast is getting yet another atmospheric river, a massive amount of rain, eventually drenching the entire coast, according to Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service.
So it looks like it's going to be affecting anywhere from the Pacific Northwest, coastal areas of Washington, Oregon, all the way southward into northern to central California. Eventually it gets all the way south to southern California as you get on into the end of the weekend.
And that storm will dump a lot of snow on the western mountains, which Orovic says is good news to help relieve the West's chronic drought. On the other hand, the Denver area is digging out from around a foot of snow that fell overnight. Former President Trump says the House January 6 committee probably withdrew its subpoena because they knew he did nothing wrong. The panel withdrew its subpoena because its investigation of the siege of the Capitol is over. The Vatican says Pope Benedict's condition is serious but stable. The 95-year-old former pope's lucid and vigilant as his condition worsens. Another round of Russian missile strikes on power plants and other targets in Ukraine. Officials call it one of the largest Russian missile attacks this year. Disney has made a ton of money on movies based on Marvel comic book characters. Now the Disney Channel is set to release sometime next year a biography of the man behind Marvel, Stan Lee. He would have turned 100 in 2023. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The penultimate weekend of the NFL regular season begins tonight with the Dallas Cowboys playing Tennessee in Nashville, the Titans trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Miami Dolphins have confirmed that quarterback Tua Tagovailoa suffered his second concussion of the season when he was knocked out of last weekend's game with Green Bay. The league and the Players Association have launched a joint review of the concussion protocol involving the quarterback. Avatar, The Way of Water, is now a member of the Billion Dollar Club.
The sequel to the highest-grossing film of all time crossed the $1 billion mark at the global box office Tuesday. The milestone comes just 14 days after it was released, making it just the sixth film to ever do so. It's the first film to cross the billion-dollar mark in its first 2 weeks since last year's Spider-Man: No Way Home. Avatar 2 brought in nearly $24 million to the North American box office Tuesday, along with almost $51 million overseas. I'm Julio Flores.
Just two other films have grossed more than $1 billion this year, Jurassic World Dominion and the big winner, Top Gun Maverick, which has earned about $1.5 billion in ticket sales. The number of people in the USA who say they drink alcohol has leveled off the past 2 years. Gallup says 65% of Americans say they drink. That's down from a high of about 71% in the 1970s and a low of about 58% in the 1950s. Richard Johnson, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.